This is Ophelia 9.
Good evening, listener. Thank you for opening Surf, America's top provider of unbiased media content with a commitment to giving all sides a voice. We reject controlling algorithms with a randomized feed from any and all contributors. Today is May 15, 2175. Ads keep the service free. Do not try to skip the ad. Please enjoy this ad, then progress to the Surf.
Oh no, I just went swimming in my pool but forgot to check if it was contaminated from last night's acid rain. Now my skin is starting to flake off in paper-sized sheets. My eyes are searing with the gentle burn of the ammonium thioglycolate, and cancerous melanomas are developing on my feet. Oh brother, this stinks. With mid-spring summer right around the corner, we're gonna have those 121 degree days followed by treacherous acid showers. Not to worry. I won't let the acid buildup stop me from a much-needed dip in my pool. I'll just use Rapid Acid Clear. The stem cell-enriched cream helps my skin instantly recover from those nasty acid effects. The best part? You don't even have to treat the acid in your pool. Still get that sweet, sweet tingle. Mmm, yummy. Get Rapid Acid Clear today.
This is Jessica Chen with USA News Network. Good evening. I'm coming to you live from the launch pad of Ophelia 9 in Houston, South Texas. It's a balmy mid-spring winter evening just as the clear green skies are transitioning to an indigo hue, and we are all anxiously awaiting the interstellar megaship's takeoff. In just 10 minutes, the Ophelia 9 will begin its 2-light-year journey to Earth 2 in the Androtheria galaxy. The 5,000 civilian passengers will join the scientists on the planet's America 2, being the first group to be brought to Earth 2, simply to live rather than terraform. Yes, our 20-year investment in Earth 2 has finally brought us to the point where the cultural landscape of America 2 can be shaped, making it even more habitable to all of us one day that cannot come soon enough, as the climate crisis continues to cause irreversible damage to our home planet. Notable passengers include President Steven Benson, Surf CEO Adam Cross, the Boring Oil Company triplets, actress Megan Rain, and Twitch streamer Mollusk69, among a long list of other American leaders, celebrities, and tastemakers. We will bring more coverage as Ophelia 9 prepares for takeoff.
Good evening, Psychos! It's Psycho Joe on Psycho Joe Morning Radio, Evening Edition. Today, we are joined by an alien life form. Take me to your leader. Just kidding, Psychos. It's America's favorite space heartthrob in a live transmission from Earth 2. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the Psychos?
Hello, Psychos. I'm astronaut Sam Jedediah Haralder, and I'm calling in from Earth 2. We have terraformed 90% of the planet and simply cannot wait for more of God's good people to shake their tail feathers on up here with us. The air is crisp and clear right now, just the right percentage of
Boring! Talk about Ophelia 9! Who's the first celeb you're gonna smash when Ophelia 9 lands? We need the raunchy details.
Well, I don't like making my intimate relations the subject of interstellar news there now, Mr. Psycho.
Please, Mr. Psycho is my father. Call me Psycho Joe. This is the Psycho Zone!
Right, Psycho Joe. I'm here to educate the listeners about space.
The Psychos don't want to hear about space. Let's see what they actually want to talk about. Hey, caller number one, you're live on air with Psycho Joe on Psycho Joe Morning Radio Evening Edition.
Sweet. Thanks, Psycho Joe. I'm a raging psycho. I have a question for astronaut Sam Jedediah.
Ask away, caller.
Yeah, so, like Psycho Joe said, I get that you wanted some celebs to smash, but, like, when do the real Americans get to go? I love America, I do, but I'm ready for the next frontier. You know, Earthwomen are too stuck up. Like, I swear, they're on the rag like 20 days a month because of these micro-seasons.
Now that is a very good question.
Well, to clarify, I do not see the Ophelia 9 mission as an opportunity to fornicate, and I think you may be misinformed about some of that biology. But that is a good question. You know I want more than anything for y'all to be up here with us. Ophelia 9 is the first step in making that happen. When the government sees how smooth that 10-month journey on that gentle swimming ship is, y'all be up here in no time. And y'all are gonna have you a conniption when you hear about Grotharium Earth Nueves.
Now that's cool. Are those like Earth 2 lions? Woke soy milk has turned all Earth animals so beta. Lions here are all cucks. They'll be asking for consent before we know it.
No, actually, there are these plants about 20 feet in...
The psychos don't want to hear about your gay little plants. What about big game? You ever go hunting on Earth, too? What's the biggest gun you've got up there?
Well, we don't want to kill the planet with overhunting, so we actually synthesize our meat from plant matter.
So you're telling me everyone on Earth, too, is a
Psycho Joe.
I need a soy milk latte.
So you're telling me when we get to Earth, too, we'll all be forcibly injected with the woke mind virus and men can't be men anymore.
Now, hey.
Sam? Sam Jedediah? Looks like we lost him. Astronaut Sam Jedediah couldn't handle a minute in the Psycho Zone. This is the Psycho Zone.
Howdy, y'all. Astronaut Sam Jedediah here, coming to you from America 2, Newer, New Mexico, to be specific. Maybe you saw my interview with Mr. Psycho Joe, and, well, that's just not the way I want to be talking to y'all on this fine historic evening. As you surely know by now, Ophelia 9 will be launching any minute and bringing all those good folks from the original U.S. of A. who are ready to be space cowboys for the Lord and pioneer this beautiful new nation. Alrighty, let me read some of y'all's questions from all the way down there. Let's see. Ned Williams writes in saying, "Hello, astronaut Sam Jedediah." Well, hello to you too, Mr. Ned Williams. Thank you for listening to my broadcast. "You are the most gifted mind in dynamic soil ecology." Wow, I don't know about that there, Ned, but thank you kindly. "The most gifted mind in dynamic soil ecology. You are such a savant that you sent up all those scientists to Earth 2 on Ophelia 1 20 years ago when you were only 13 years old. How does it feel to finally have civilians coming to America too?" Well, Ned, yes sirree, it has not been easy. Nothing good comes easy. Leaving Earth 1 at such a young age... But it's been such an honor to be a space pilgrim, leaving Nauvoo to terraform and create a new interstellar temple. So I indeed feel pretty emotional today. You know, we may have beaten those damn Ruskies to Earth too, but seeing Rocia Vittoria bring civilians up here first has been really hard. I'm just, well, I'm glad to have some more good American company. I know there's trepidation from y'all good plain folks down there too. Y'all are anxious to get up here, but feel scared that you won't get your chance nice and promptly. I know the climate is all haywire and certain oil boys are acting a certain type of style, having their way with the good Christian land we have down there. But don't you worry now. I can't promise anything, but I'll damn sure guarantee everything, you hear? God bless this Second Nation.
The following ad is not skippable. Ads keep the service free. Please enjoy this ad. Do not try to skip the ad.
America. Strong, innovative, original, daring, American. I will be the first president to govern this great nation from space. The first president to make contact with Earth 2 and set foot on America 2. I have hand-selected 5,000 of the most influential Americans to man this civilian mission and lay the groundwork for the next 50 states. I look forward to seeing you in 10 months in a broadcast from Double DC. I'll be the first president to instate intergalactic exports. Earth 2 is a blank slate, a new chance for us to more efficiently extract natural resources and bring unimaginable profit to our great nation. Don't worry, we will diligently watch our carbon emissions this time. Or not. Let's just have fun. Stephen Benson, blasting off. Vote Benson 2176. God bless.
Important Ophelia update. Surf CEO Adam Cross stated on Twitter, quote, "Not sure if I should go on hashtag Ophelia9, yet I trust VP Naveen to run the company for 10 months in my stead. Green is the color of money and truth. 7-4-56-1, unquote. What does this all mean? Will the elusive tech mogul, known for these cryptic tweets, make the journey to Earth 2? More on this later, as we continue to monitor the ship's takeoff.
Hello, Patriots. Lone Scholar reporting today's observations on the ascent of Ophelia 9. The spacecraft is set to launch it tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time, and I don't know what those liberal elites like Mallory Forrest or the USA News Network have said, but here's what I know. Number one, Ophelia? More like pedophilia? They hide things in plain sight. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Benson is a smart man, alright? You need to open your eyes, mother truckers. The big one is coming, and you need to stay awake. Number two, Earth 2 does not exist. It's so clear. Those recordings of scientists on Earth 2, they make them so easy to debunk that we delude ourselves into believing them, make us feel crazy for seeing the lie. Surely the government wouldn't be that sloppy as they film on sets built on the NASA campuses. The scientists? All D-list actors and extras from sitcoms, the familiar unfamiliar. And number three, current list of body doubles confirmed to be entering the ship so far, Surf CEO Adam Cross, the Boring Oil Company triplets Neil, Derek, and James, and our beloved President Stephen Benson, and their respective families, of course. All of them body doubles. And that leads us to number four. Remember, this mission is to compromise to a permanent end the DC and Hollywood pedophiles that control this great nation. Ophelia 9 will explode upon launch. It's all in the numbers from Adam Cross's tweet today. Never had to worry, of course. He's got our back with information. The code in plain sight and answer clear as day, 7-4-5-6-1.7. Seven horsemen begins the descent. 74, one more than the prime number that comes before 71, the age of Adam Cross Sr., when Ophelia and I separated from the fifth grade gas tank on Titus, leaving the galaxy, which of course broke the perforated wing deck, spinning the rocket for a 6-hour, 9-minute delay in reaching so-called Earth 2, indicating explosive forecasts for the ninth mission to venture to the same so-called place. 71 plus 5 over 32 equals 2. In satanic numerology, and converted with the Hamlet code, spells out CROSTLIN, meaning, obviously, cross the line. Cross the line and flip the last digits. 61 becomes 19. The letters of 19 spell inside. Inside the shift, the passengers will meet the fate of the 7. It's all there, as I said, plain and clear, Ophelia 9 explosion. Ophelia 9 will explode on the launch day. And number 5, confirmed list of Hollywood and politician pedophiles on board. Mom, shut the up! I said I was recording a podcast!
This transmission has been terminated for violations of community guidelines and the spread of misinformation. Lil Oil Guys is a Boring Oil Company product. Teach your children about what makes America, America.
Mommy, Mommy, look! My Lil Oil Guy is on his oil rig. Let's play! I work and I work and I work, and all my annoying wife can do is complain in the 1 week I get off this oil rig.
As a hardworking mother, it's important that my child does not get swept up in climate change hoaxes. Little Oil Guys can help with that. Now with lightable cigarettes, Little Oil Guys teach children about the importance of fossil fuels.
This is Mallory Forrest for American Private Radio. Welcome to The Ophelia Affair. Every week, we find the space between fact and fiction.
You need to open your eyes, mother truckers. The big one is coming, and you need to stay awake.
Our 20-year investment in Earth 2 has finally brought us to the point where the cultural landscape of America 2 can be shaped.
As Ophelia 9 prepares for takeoff, some of us are elated, thrilled at the possibility of a galactic future for Americans. Some of us are outraged, furious that the elites will be the first ones safeguarded from the environmental threats we face down here. But some of us are proposing something far more radical. There is no Earth 2 at all. Now, this idea may seem insane, nothing more than another far-fetched conspiracy. But after examining some of the evidence, I have to admit I can see why more and more people are starting to buy into the idea. Internet personality Lone Scholar, who records from his mom's basement, has been the main voice popularizing this theory. And yes, let me just get out of the way the fact that I do not think the government is just sending pedophiles into space to blow them up, as Lone Scholar says. But let's look at the facts, because, yes, there are some actual facts that stand behind the theory. First of all, we should consider the amount of information we have that suggests the actual physical presence of Earth 2. While apparently multiple terraforming missions and rockets that can carry thousands of people can travel 2 light-years in only 10 months, do the mere pictures we have actually prove the existence of an Earth 2 planet? What's really outside those labs? Earth 2 truthers love to point out how the government spending on this initiative is obviously obscene, over 60% of the entire federal budget. But imagine if they were not funding a state-of-the-art intergalactic space mission to save humanity. A couple sound stages and a dozen good FX artists cost nowhere near what we've been paying for this program in taxes. Think about it. They get us off their backs, no longer worried about the out-of-control, unstoppable decimation of Earth 1's climate, and get a nice hefty sum they can pocket in the meantime. I know, that all sounds pretty unhinged. And I can tell you, I unequivocally do not believe any of it. But here on The Ophelia Affair, our mission is to figure out what truths might lie underneath all the conspiracies so that we can understand one another's fears. So what do they have? Well, I'll admit, the conspiracies do ask some questions I legitimately find myself pondering. Why are the only people we regularly hear from those like the entirely larger-than-life astronaut Sam Jedediah? I mean, think about his story for a second. We sent an actual 13-year-old up into space because he knew about soil? That's insane. So I did a little digging. Let's talk about him more. Sam Jedediah Harrelder. Born and raised in Tennessee, went to Crossville Junior High School until he was swept up by the Stanford Planetary Department for his unparalleled fertilizer compound synthesis abilities. And the rest is history. But you know what's really weird? Sam Jedediah wasn't even involved in the agricultural clubs at his high school. You know what club he was really involved in, though? You guessed it. Theater. That man is a performer, an actor through and through. Not just a savant scientist. That accent, that heart of gold, makes him just the perfect cover boy for this whole operation. Just a little too good to be true. Exactly too good to be true. Because what the Earth 2 truthers won't tell you is Sam Jedediah did participate in agricultural clubs. They were just outside of schools. There are newspaper clippings, going back for years, of him with his 25-pound cabbage at the State Fair of 2150, his 40-pound pumpkin at the State Fair of 2152, his 11-pound blueberry. I could go on. He even patented alpaca feed grown from nutritionally depleted soil at only age 10. You can see how quickly the theory becomes difficult to believe. Which leaves us with the biggest question yet to be answered by the Earth 2 truthers. What's going to happen to all those people in Ophelia 9 when the rocket blasts off later today to a non-existent planet? That was The Ophelia Affair, and for APR, this is Mallory Forrest signing off.
Hola! Soy C-Star Marina!
Sea Star Kids Spanish Language Learning Playhouse is a subsidiary of Boring Oil Company.
Today we're going to talk about Ophelia 9, That's right, chicos. Ophelia 9 is a super special mission to put humans on un nuevo planeta. That's right. Earth is awesome, but we have to move soon. Earth is running out of oil, and Earth 2 has 10 times as much oil as Earth used to have. Oil is muy bueno. We need oil to live. Anyone who says otherwise is radical and anti-American. Sí, can you all say Estados Unidos es perfecto?
We interrupt your surf with an important news bulletin.
This is Jessica Chen, reporting from Houston, South Texas. I'm watching Ophelia 9, such an impressive American craftsmanship indicative of a true hope and a new day for the country. Let's tune into NASA headquarters. I'm being told that they're about to start countdown to launch. Oh God. Oh God! Oh God!
That's enough surf for today. Thank you for listening. Go outside and breathe in some air. Pretend that it is fresh and good for your lungs.
Ophelia 9 has performances by Matthew Poulsen, Isabel Thomas, Roxana Leal Toledo, Kathy Shi, Jansen Kitchens, Kirilos Mina, Udochukwu Wosu, Marina Gerges, and Anna Weaver.